connected with Roy Thorson about the Moorhead Lions Club. The interview was conducted on December 1st, 1984. And your name is?
Roy Thorson.
And how long have you lived in Moorhead?
About all my life, which is about 75 years.
75 years in Moorhead.
Yeah.
What did you do in Moorhead?
Well, it started out going to school, and then from there I went to work for Evans's Market, Cederberg Market, Piggly Wiggly's, then to the Moorhead Daily News, and from the Daily News to the Forum, where I retired after 30 years.
After 30 years of the Forum. Where do you live now, Roy?
2116 4th Street South in Moorhead.
Now, the organization that we are talking about today is the Lions Club.
Yeah, the Moorhead Central Lions Club is the one that's was the first Lions Club here. Now we have two others.
They're related. Are these three clubs?
Yeah, they're all related. They all belong to the National Lions organization.
So it is a national organization. International?
International.
It is actually an international organization.
Yeah, we have 134 different countries.
Where there are
Lions clubs.
Now the local club was formed as a Lions Club, then not as another club that became a Lions Club, but actually as a Lions Club.
It was founded in 1945 by a small group of men at a luncheon and sponsored by the Fargo Lions Club, and chartered on January 16, 1946, with 33 charter members. Andy Stevens was first president, and Leonard Lee was the first full-term president. Is a member of the Worldwide Lions, the world's largest service club, whose motto is "We Serve." Membership comes from all walks of life, and are asked to join and must be a good citizen and want to serve. We do not ask women, as they have their own Lioness Club, and both work together on projects. Okay.
Now, does it have occupational quotas as far as membership is concerned?
No. Anybody can become a member.
Anyone, is it by Trump invitation or?
By invitation.
By invitation.
Right. And of course they are screened by the board of directors, and then asked to become a member.
Most of the people that form Lions Club are business people?
Business people, yeah, in all walks of life, like dentists, doctors, merchants, truck drivers, anybody, as long as they're good men.
Okay. Well, what is the goal or the purpose of the club?
Well, our main purpose is well known: sight, hearing, and now diabetes. Eyeglass collections. We sponsor and raise funds for the Lions Minnesota IBAC, Children's Eye Clinic, Leader Dog School, Hearing Research and Treatment. Locally, we have furnished two pianos for the senior citizens, park playground equipment, glasses for the needy and adults and children. And yes, our service goals have changed with the times, now that more people are being helped by the government and the United Fund. Mm-hmm. Those in need are submitted to our members, by our members or citizens. Then the board acts on the request, and if found in need, the club votes on the proposal and okays or rejects.
Okay. How have you funded these projects that you carry out? How are they financed?
Well, our monies come from charities from the now annual Torch Dinner and the Monte Carlo Night, and so far both have been fairly good. Each year it gets a little harder to raise the money needed to carry out all our voted on projects. Yes, we have dues. Dues must be paid to the national, district, and our local club to cover club needs. No, we do not receive grants from other agencies.
Mm-hmm. You say that you're having a more difficult time raising funds now. You're largely through projects that you
right.
that you raise funds. What can you estimate how much you spend on your projects in a year's time now?
How much do we take in, or how much do we spend?
Yeah, how much do you spend on projects?
Well, we don't spend. We spend probably to get a project, I suppose, it's a couple thousand dollars a year, at the most.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how much money do you put into these different activities that you have?
You mean like the torch dinner? Or
well, yes, but I mean the money that you spend at the
to promote
profits
it?
That you have from the torch dinner, and that you spend on these different helping people
oh,
with
that.
Different projects. How much total in a year does the Lions Club put into the community in terms of their service?
I would say two to sometimes maybe 4,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the past few years, I would say we probably, it's more like 3,000 a year.
And most of this is money that you earn with special projects.
Right, for those, especially those two projects.
Where does your club meet?
Well, meetings are held every Wednesday at noon at the Regency Inn with food program and business programs.
You eat at those meetings?
Oh, yes.
They're a luncheon meeting.
It's a noon luncheon.
Okay. What type of programs do you tend to have?
Well, we have programs from business, from colleges, from the city or the county, the government. We have music programs and Christmas programs.
Those programs then tend to be educational for the members. That seems to be the kind of
informational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Educational, right.
Your club has met, I know, at a number of places other than the Regency.
Oh, yeah. The original first meeting we ever held was at the Rex Cafe in Moorhead, which is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And from there we went to one time to the Comstock Hotel, then back to the Rex, and then he had a fire, and then we were different places. We were to the place by the Silver Moon for a while, then back to the Rex. Then back to the Holiday Inn, and back to the Highway Host. And the Highway Host closed the lower level, so we went back then back to the Holiday Inn, which is now the Regency Inn.
Well, in all the places that you have met, what place in your particular mind was the most interesting, or that you enjoyed most?
Well, I'd say the Rex Cafe, and we were in the lower level. We had so many different things happen down there that I think the Rex was probably the most exciting and most enjoyable.
And you met there apparently
everywhere.
Several times.
Oh, everywhere. We were there for years. Mm-hmm. Actually, until it burned out.
Was that when Bill Kenny was running the Rex?
No.
Not Bill. No, he was rather.
Kenny Seberg
was running the Rex, right?
Right.
Well, you mentioned some of the people that helped form the original Lions.
Right.
And could you tell anything about some of the outstanding early leaders that the Lions Club had that kind of got the ball going?
No, there are many over the years, and really too numerous to mention. Good presidents, members who have been district governors, zone chairman, deputy district governors, and district cabinet secretary treasurers, and so many good men who have been head of special projects, such as our past glaucoma clinic and our now present health clinic. Hopefully we serve the community with scholarships, films on drug abuse, and many, many more projects that are chaired by real good men, making them all a success.
And you mentioned these projects. Have all the projects that you've had in your fundraising efforts, have they all been successful?
I would say 90% of them have been successful, yes.
Give me an example. You talked about the Torsk dinner. Now, what do you do with the Torsk dinner?
Well, we get, of course, one man to head it, and then everybody else, all the members work on the Torsk dinner.
Mm-hmm. And you sell tickets?
We sell the tickets to everybody we can. Mm-hmm. Sell tickets at the door. We've held them at the Concordia College Commons, is it? Yes, and also at the Votek. And over the years, it's been, I would say, fair to good.
Who cooks the Torsk?
Well, we used to with Harry Booth for one. Ray Solem used to, and of course now we got Cliff Hagen and a few other guys that.
The members themselves.
The members do all the cooking,
do all the cooking,
serving, yep.
And all the serving.
And the cleanup and the whole works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they sell the tickets.
And they sell the tickets, uh-huh. Hopefully.
Well, that's a project that that you've been doing now for quite a number of years.
I think the last one was the 18th annual.
Yeah.
Well,
that does. And you've continued that project because it has worked well and it has produced the money that you need for your projects?
Yes, I would say provided about half the money we needed for their projects.
As I remember one time, the Lions were involved in the sale of light bulbs and brooms and that type of thing, and you're no more Lions.
We disbanded that before. Well, we've got three Lions clubs now, mm-hmm. And the other two have taken it on.
Okay.
So when you split up the city in three, each club doesn't really make that much, so we dropped out. The other two clubs are doing it.
Okay. What distinguishes those three Lions Club? You call yourself the Central Lions Club.
We're the original.
You're the original.
And then we had a midday come in, where the midday club came in as an evening club, because there were some members in our club that could not make the noon club, so they would like to have had a evening club, which they did start. They started an evening club that turned out to be a noonday club too. Well, they meet twice a month, and we meet every Wednesday. And now they have a morning club that meets at 7 in the morning. So those Lions clubs can go to the breakfast before they go to work in the morning.
Okay. Do they have similar programs to yours?
Same type.
How do you look upon the Lions Club in the community? What's your impression of the place that the Lions have in the Moorhead community?
Well, I'm sure the community thinks well of our Moorhead's Central Lions Club, as it's been in operation for years, and we have done many good things for the community as well as for individuals. We've had park playgrounds, we've equipped playgrounds and such, put on, paid into the band and follow strings and so on and so forth for the community.
Has your program, as the community has grown larger and more diverse, has your program changed, or is Lions pretty much fitting or holding the same niche that it held from the beginning in the community?
I think it's held the same niche as it started out, or probably we're well better known now for what we do. But at the same time, we do not advertise everything that we do. Probably we should.
What's your relationship with the other service organizations in the community?
Real good.
Real good.
Yes. We would work together with them on some other programs. If they had a special deal, they could work for the city or community. Or
do they have joint meetings of the service clubs?
Well, very seldom. In case, just say some politician or well-known person come to the city of Moorhead, why then we'd get together and have a joint meeting.
Maybe for a few minutes we should talk about some of the projects that have given color and that people would talk about in terms of their experience in Lyons. You said that 90% of your projects have been successful, but you've had obviously some that were not. You have anything in mind in a project that was not quite as successful as you hoped?
Well, I'll tell you, we had one that our most serious time was in 1961, when we had hoped we would be a great, which we had hoped would be a great money maker. So we sponsored a water show, a rodeo, and we lost $14,000. And then the great satisfaction as the club pulled, it was when the club pulled together and signed loans for $100 to $500 to pay off the loan, which was paid off in 1964 at our steak fry. We also lost two members when this happened, but with only two members missing, we have a great Lions club.
How did you ever, if you were $14,000 in the hole, that would be equivalent to your service budget for several years, maybe 4 or 5 years. How did you ever get out of the hole that after being that much in the hole?
Well, we had to, we could not use our money that we raised for charity. We could not use the charity money, but we did have in-club projects where we could raise money.
In other words, you continued your program of service, funding those programs,
right,
even when you were then trying to pay off that indebtedness.
Right, sure did. And we had a great club that time. The fact is, I think that drew us more together when everybody in the club signed a loan to pay off the $14,000.
And it took you 3 or 4 years, apparently?
Well, it's 1961 to 64, well, which I thought was real good.
What were some of the things you did among yourselves to raise that money?
Well, we had parties. I mean, we put on little parties and lunches, feeds, and we had, there's so many things that went on when we're trying to raise the money that everything had to be in club or had to be line proof. We couldn't go out and ask the public to be part of what we were doing because it was strictly a line deal. So we had raffles and so on and so forth.
And do you have any kind of ceremony when you paid off the mortgage, so
yes,
to speak?
Yes, we had the steak fry, and I have a picture of it. We burned the mortgage.
Perhaps now, for a moment, we can look at your personal experience with the Lions Club. When did you join?
Yes, I joined. I joined the club in 1959, and I was invited to join by Leonard Lee, who was well, he was a charter member. And I was impressed with what I saw and heard. Good fellowship, a caring, happy working group with men from all professions, blue collar and labor, working men. All men who made the motto, "We serve work," found out that where I could not do it alone, as the Lions with dedication, we could.
Well,